Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Roger Lilly is an energy analyst. I'm really concerned that we've almost come to accept stage 3 and stage 4 as the new normal for South African citizens. Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Thank you for inviting me to your show. I'm very well, thank you. Just sitting in the dark this morning, we've had an outage since about 20 past 8 last night.
Yes. So what does that mean? Is that because of the fact that the system isn't designed to be switched on and off 3 times a day?
Well, certainly that is a contributing factor, but we also have issues with people stealing cables and other metal. So we're not quite sure exactly what's gone wrong. I just got notification this morning. I have my own system in the house, so I wasn't actually aware that the power had gone off last night. But anyway, I found out this morning that it's been off since 20 past 8, so I'm not sure how long my batteries will last today, but we'll see.
Absolutely terrible. The announcement by President Cyril Ramaphosa that we must be patient, it's a complex issue, and we've lived through worse, we'll get through this, that to me was one of the most disheartening comments I could imagine, considering we've been living through this for 15 years. Why do I have this impression that the ANC is shocked by this electricity problem?
I think these guys deserve an Oscar.
It's just remarkable. It's as though we forgot to tell them that this has been a problem.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, now we see the Minister of Public Enterprises wants to reconstitute the board of Eskom.
Yes.
Which simply means moving people around. And apparently he wants to do this because of certain skills that are lacking, particularly technical skills, something that's been highlighted to him since about April 2018, and now suddenly this is something that he needs to do urgently. It's just amazing. The standard rules apply when the head of the business has to be put off or fired or whatever you want to say because of poor performance of the business.
Right.
How is it then that this minister, Mr. Khodan, has held his position for so many years when every one of the SOEs under his control have failed miserably? How does that work? How does he keep his job, but then Andre de Ruyter must go because Eskom's performing badly? It seems that there's two standards going on here.
But with all of this, and this is just politics, what about what's happening on the ground? Are we going to see new? I mean, they've made it so incredibly difficult for new players, no matter what they say. They've made it virtually impossible for new people to get involved. What is likely to happen now? Are we actually seeing this, in your experience, are we starting to see new electricity suppliers or producers coming on board?
We are very, very slow, and one has the sense that the Minister of Energy really is resistant. Some of the statements that he's been making in recent days and earlier, where he talks about the fact that Eskom has plenty of power generating capacity, but it's standing idle, and it must be put back in order so that it can give us the electricity that we need. It's all very well and good, but there's no money to do that. And the government themselves are to blame because when they were asked for new generation in 1998, I'll get it right in a minute, 1998, it took them 5 or 6 or 7 years before they actually got to the point of doing something about it, by which time we were already on the threshold of problems. And Medupi and Kusili have been rife with technical problems, logistical problems, criminal problems, to the point where we have new power stations that are as bad as the old aging ones to a large degree. So, you know, we really have major problems in this regard. Where is it going forward? Well, as I say, the private sector really is the only entity that's going to be able to get us out of this hole. But as you quite rightly point out, Howard, there seems to be great resistance in terms of red tape and roadblocks being put in the way to bring the private sector in. And I wonder if this is because of indoctrination received at the hands of our Russian compatriots all those years ago when the ANC was still a freedom fighter organization rather than running a government.
Because what's fascinating, to me the most depressing part about the whole thing is that we know the private sector could solve the problem. And the frustration is that government has not allowed it. So they've said, we will be the only one supplying electricity, but we can't do it, but we can't manage it. And now that it's actually all falling apart at the seams, and there's no doubt that they can't manage it, even now, the red tape is so impossible that I just wonder. We keep speaking to people from Limbro Park where they were looking at creating their own power for their area, and they've actually given up on it. It was a great idea. It was a great way forward. But it just was so difficult in terms of their own. And they found different ways to do it. And now it'll be private sort of complex areas will be providing for themselves. But it's silly. That could have been a very good first step in the way forward, where suburbs or areas took control of their own electricity production and taken that whole area off the grid, which would have helped other areas as well. But it was so frustrating, it was so impossible that it just didn't happen.
I think there's two aspects to this, Howard. The first aspect is a technical one, and technically it is possible to take an area off the grid and generate one's own electricity for it. In fact, that's how electricity in South Africa began. Every city had its own power station and ran just that city. The idea of a big national network came much later.
Right.
But the issue is, so technically it can be done, and we can probably find the money to do it. The issue is that to do that would then really weaken Eskom significantly, because Eskom needs the revenue that it gets from selling electricity in order to keep what existing plant going and to do any future development. And the problem is that as people go off-grid simply because of the fact that they have no choice,
right,
Eskom then starts losing more and more revenue. And it's loaded with this great big debt of almost 400 billion rand. It has an overstocked situation in terms of personnel and people who are demanding ever-increasing salaries, together with all the technical issues of equipment failing, and some of it is so old that the spare parts have to be custom-made, so you can imagine what that costs. So Eskom really is in a dilemma. It can't supply electricity, and yet it needs to in order to survive from a financial perspective. So the government, because it owns Eskom, is aware of that, and obviously is not going to sort of stimulate a market that will see the demise of Eskom. And yet, if we're to increase the employment rate and improve our economy and really provide services to people, we do need this to be done by the private sector, because the government sector simply can't do it. So it really is a dilemma. And until the politicians make a decision to allow, in a real thing, the private sector to get involved, we're going to be stuck with this. And I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the ballot box is the only way that we're going to be able to convince the government that we are sick and tired of load shedding. I don't know.
The problem is we all get used to things. You know, and then it becomes part of our lives, and then we get generators and inverters and solar, and we kind of sort it out for ourselves, and then we think, well, it's not so bad, because that becomes our new normal as we pay more and more and more for all of the services that government is meant to provide. And that's the danger. Ramaphosa stood up in July and gave a very what I thought was a positive affirmation that we are moving to private production of electricity.
Correct.
Has anything happened between July and end of September?
Not really. The bid window 5, which should allow another 2,600 megawatts of electricity to be generated by the private sector from 25 selected bidders, only three of those have been signed, so we're going to get about 450 megawatts. Everybody's asking the minister the same question. Why did you sign three out of 25? What's wrong with the other 22? And, of course, you get a stony silence. But this is the point. So there are obvious roadblocks being put in the way. It is plain for everyone to see that we can't get to the bottom of it. We can't remove him, unfortunately, because I do think that a replacement might be the solution there.
Surely in a case like this, when you've got a country on its knees, the minister needs to be talking to the public weekly and giving updates. This is we've managed to achieve in the last week. This is what we did this week. This is what we hope to do next week. And by the end of the year, this is where we hope to be. That's the only way that people will actually start to feel a little bit more confident about it. But a response, this murky silence, which is what this is, it only reaffirms our belief that they actually don't particularly want to solve this problem.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, they must want to solve the problem, but I can't understand. You know, they're going to appoint different people on the board, and nothing's going to change.
No, of course, that won't change.
The board can't go and fix the equipment,
right? Because in truth, it's not about Eskom, is it? It's actually about the ANC allowing private producers. Put Eskom aside. Eskom needs to obviously improve as much as it can, but it actually isn't about Eskom. It doesn't help us to remove or to shuffle Eskom's board around when the answer lies outside of Eskom.
Yeah. Look, it's interesting. If we take a parallel with the transport sector, the government has allowed the public, government-owned public transport sector to collapse. Okay, so we don't have a government-run rail network or bus network. We don't even have a government airline anymore. So that's died, and that's gone into the hands of the private sector. So minibus taxis owned by private individuals do all our transportation for us in terms of mass transit. So in one sector, we see, hang on, they do understand private sector involvement and they support it because it suited them for whatever reason. But in power generation, they're clinging on to this dinosaur, which really at the end of the day is going to cost them dearly because the economy cannot survive this. And so we'll continue to see exodus of people with skills that the country desperately needs, and we will also see resistance from outside companies or foreign companies investing in South Africa because you can't build a factory that can't be powered economically. So, you know, to me, it's very short-sighted, and I wish they would really come to the party and tell us the truth of what's really going on behind closed doors.
Roger Lilly, energy analyst. Thank you. As always, I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. Good morning.